This is a good song. I mean, when I first heard this song, I said I can't sing it all that well, but I love the words in it.
Bless
you. Sun Morning Yonder, but you know, it's gonna happen to all of us. That's what it's all about. Sun Morning Yonder.
That's right. Bless the Lord. So excited.
Amen.
I can't help myself.
Amen.
I want to sing that last line of that song and listen to what they're saying.
Yeah.
I know it's hard to comprehend down here. I know it just seems like it's
Amen. So
far out of reach. I'm convinced heaven's getting closer.
Amen.
I'm convinced it ain't going to be long.
Amen.
Right.
Man, oh man, we're going to understand why the Queen of Sheba told Solomon it was a true report.
Yeah.
She said, how be it? The half's not been told. Y'all sing that last line. I appreciate y'all so much singing that song. Let's come on. I need some more of that word.
Shedding those tears this morning.
Yeah.
Because I'm rejoicing this morning.
Amen.
Spray wasn't without. He didn't get to be here for the homecoming. And he wanted to hear the song, Ain't No Grave.
That's right.
I'm going to try to sing this for you this morning.
Amen.
Pray that the Lord to give me the.
Bless some more.
Bless. I love to sing, but I got to work in home.
Give him a double portion, Lord.
Like I used to. Now just remember me as I try to do this.
Before she sings that song, let me say this real quick. They had a wedding down there where I live at the Houchins Pavilion down there, and it's all week long fixing everything up. And they put some kind of white, I'm not really sure, some kind of white like a sheer. It wasn't plastic. It was like a, you women might have helped me here, kind of like silk or something, but they hung it all the way around the pavilion. Inside they had real beautiful lights. And they had the wedding reception there. They done had the wedding. And I come by there yesterday, and they's out there, and they's posing and taking pictures. And while they's doing all that, I was thinking about that wedding supper of the Lamb. I was thinking, praise God, one of these days we're going to celebrate. Ain't going to be here. You can't celebrate
Thank
like we're going to celebrate
yeah.
here. That man, I'll tell you what, the world couldn't handle it. But I looked at all that, and it was beautiful. I tooted a horn. They didn't know what. I was getting blessed. I couldn't help it. But praise God, one of these days we're going to have a real celebration. Oh, boy.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Now you can take me out to the graveyard.
Bless the Lord.
Amen.
And you can lay this old body down.
Bless the Lord.
But on that resurrection morning,
yeah.
I'm going to get up out of that grave.
Woo!
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. They're having Jubilee at Bethel this morning. We got a little Jubilee here. Amen. I have to admit, Rita made that tambourine come alive.
Yeah.
That was good. I need to turn this thing off and probably get out of the way.
Yeah.
I'm old loud mouth. I can't help it.
You
I was a street preacher. Well, I was a street preacher for 10 years. You get up there and get the hauling your lungs out. My pastor said I was leather lung. I may be. I don't know. But I'll tell you one thing. It surely I'll prepare you for preaching for sure. Well, I appreciate them songs. I wasn't sure was even going to have preaching. I have to admit, I don't know about y'all, but I was feeling a little something up here.
Yeah.
I like feeling something. Now, I don't want to be past feelings. I like to feel a little something, amen.
That's right.
The Lord gave me about 5 messages this week. That don't bother me. I'm thankful for that. That means we're going to go a little further. But 2 of them is really pressing on me hard right now. They're burning in my heart. Y'all whisper a little prayer. God will give me enough sense to know which one to go with. And I ain't got no problem. I'll preach them both if I have to. But I'd rather just preach the one the Lord did preach. He told Jonah to go to Nineveh and preach the preaching. He bid him to preach. And I'm just like Jonah. I need the Lord to let me know what he wants to preach to today. So y'all worship a little prayer for me. But I'll tell you what, Brother Jerry sung that song, Glory to His Name. And that last line of that song talking about being complete. Glory to His Name that made us complete. On a Wednesday night at Bethel Baptist Church, I just got saved. I didn't know enough Bible to blow my nose. And they throw that Wednesday night service on me. They'll do that to you. Sometimes you first get saved, make sure you don't run out and get back out in the world. They'll make sure you're obligated to be there. So Rick said, I want you to teach Bible Wednesday night. And I didn't know nothing. And when you don't know nothing, at least you can read the Scripture. So I read Colossians chapter 2. I didn't know. Matter of fact, I think I read the whole book of Colossians. But anyway, in Colossians chapter 2, and I'm just reading. I mean, I ain't really got no shout, no squall, no nothing. But as I'm reading Colossians chapter 2, I think it's verse 15. It says, ye are complete in Him. And I didn't say it like that. I just read, you are complete in Him. My pastor jumped up, squalled, took up, running out of the church. We all sitting there looking. Here you come back through, run out, come back through. And we're trying to figure out what's really going on here. I thought maybe I misdone something or something. And he said, I've been told all my life I had to speak in tongues, be baptized in fire, and everything else to go to heaven. He said, I'm just glad I'm complete in Him.
Amen.
After I got that on the slow train, I said, amen too, amen. But you know, we're complete. We're not lacking nothing.
That's right.
We're complete in Him. And you know, the world, they're seeking some new thing. Every wind of doctrine, they chase after it. They leave this church, they call them church rabbits, they hop from this one and that one. And look, I never done that, but I see a lot of people doing it. But anyway, if the Word of God's there, if the songs of God are there, if the Spirit of God is there, I wouldn't leave it for nothing. You might get it all mixed up out there and not be able to even find your way back. Amen.
Amen.
All right, through all that right there, I think I know what the Lord wants us to preach on. So let me flip the card over here. Let's go to James chapter 1. And this may be, this may not be a bullseye, but I'm pretty sure this is what the Lord wants me to preach. I'm not 100%, but as I was sitting there speaking, I just felt like this might be the direction we need to go in. James chapter 1, starting in verse number 14, we'll read down to verse 16. James here says, but every man is tempted when he's drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Then when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin.
Right.
And sin, when it's finished, bringeth forth death. Do not err, my beloved brethren. I want to preach this morning, and I'll title this message on purpose, this message, because if you're wise as a serpent and harmless as a dove, you'll learn that if you entitle your messages a certain way, it'll get the curiosity of some, I don't know how to term this, but they'll check it out just because of the name of the servant.
Yeah.
So I'm preaching today on it's just not worth it.
Right.
I'm doing this for purpose. The preaching will be all right. I put the name that way on purpose. So pray with me right now. Father, we thank you for the inspired, infallible, incorruptible Word of God, that even today, Lord, it's still saving souls. Yes. It's still feeding hungry sheep. It's still like a compass pointing in the right direction. Yes. Help us today, Lord, to gather from your Word. Lord, the thoughts that you put in our heart. Lord, help our speech to be clear, not to stammer. Lord, I'm so thankful you counted me faithful, put me in the ministry. Forgive me my sins, wash and cleanse me. Let me be presentable and acceptable in your sight. I ask for your help today. I read in your word in the book of Peter that said, let every man minister as the Lord gives ability. I need your help. In Christ's name I ask for it. Amen.
Amen.
It's just not worth it. I shared this with Brother Ed this week as we was going to the funeral. I told him, my pastor told me, he said a bulldog can whoop a skunk any day of the week. It's just not worth it. You know what I mean? Some things just ain't worth doing.
Amen.
I mean, it ain't like a bulldog got to worry about a skunk whooping it. It's just that cologne. You know, that Calvin Klein. I heard a Brother Griffin this morning preaching on King King's radio. And he was talking about the skunk. He said that smell just ain't worth it. Well, that's kind of what he's saying is. It just ain't worth it.
Right. Amen.
Right. I mean, sin calls, hang up. Sin comes by, turn your head.
Right. Amen.
I'm going to tell you right now, it just ain't worth it.
No, it ain't.
There's been a lot of people fell prey to that little three-letter word. And there'll be people fall prey to it today.
That's right.
There'll be people today that'll be ensnared. There'll be people today that'll be entangled. There'll be people today that'll wish they never heard a word like that little three-letter word, sin. And just like that bulldog and that skunk, it's just not worth it. Amen. The Bible says that Moses chose to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 25. Sometimes it's a short season.
That's right.
I don't know how many times I've heard that some people only got one.
That's right.
One season.
Amen.
They OD'd.
Right.
They hit a tree. Make no mistake about it, the Bible said in Romans 6:23 that the wages of sin is death.
Right.
I want you to know sin demands a payment. I thought about this morning, about Adam and Eve in the garden. Even though they were told not to do what they did, and they had some help, I want you to know you'll have some help with your sin too. They had some help, Bonnie. It wasn't like they just sitting there thinking about that one tree that God said, you ever tell a child not to do something? I tell you, here, he's probably the youngest one here. Are you younger than Caden, or is he younger than you? Well, here's the youngest one here. You tell Caden to do something, you know what he's going to do? He's probably going to say, I'm going to have to do that just so I can see what I'm missing out on. And his mom will probably say, amen, Brother Eddie. But I'll kick that butt when he does it, amen. I appreciate her authority. I like Brandon. She said, I'll tell you right now, I keep them in line. Amen. I'll tell you right now, my mama kept me in line. You tell it done good. Amen. Look, pay it up. Amen. But anyway, you know, sin demands a payment.
Yeah, right.
That one tree, God said of all the trees of the garden, Brother Jerry, he said, thou mayest freely eat. He said, howbeit that one tree in the midst of the garden, God put it in the middle. He said, thou shalt not eat it. Brother Don, he didn't mention his words. He said, thou shalt not eat it.
That's what he said.
He said, for the day that thou eatest thereof, Brother Mitchell, he said, thou shalt surely die. Now, I'm sure, even though Adam had two ears, I'm sure they wasn't working.
Yeah.
I'm sure Eve, even though she got it second hand, God had already spoke that to Adam, whoever made Eve, your second hand. You got to be careful about that secondhand stuff.
Yeah, that's right.
I can tell Karen right now, I say, Karen, you got a good husband. And she passed around through every time he got back to the back. Brother Don said, Karen's leaving her husband. I mean, secondhand is not really the best way to get it. Now, we got a controversy going on right now from Washington, some kind of whistleblower.
Yeah,
my understanding is he got it second hand.
Yeah.
He don't even know what he got, but he blowed the whistle anyway. Well, anyway, I don't really want to go there. I'm going to try to stay on topic today. I'm tired chasing rabbits. I'll try to stay on topic. But God told them not to eat of that tree.
Right.
That would have been good enough, Mark.
Amen.
When you tell them boys not to do something and they go ahead and do it, you follow up.
Oh, man.
Oh, man. I like oh, my. Man, I tell you what, I needed help when I was growing up. I had my butt kicked so much better, Jake. I never did ever pick myself out of the floor and I didn't need it. You know what I mean?
Sure.
My mom, my dad, they double teamed me. I mean, they informed one another. My mom, one of the worst things I ever had to fear, to come home with me, she said, I'm going to tell you a day when he gets home.
Yeah.
I remember saying, I'll be good. And I'm ready for terms. I mean, what can I do, Mama? I'll clean the house. I'll vacuum. I'll wash your car. She said, I'm going to tell your dad when you get home. You know what? All of a sudden, buddy, I realized that's trouble. You see what I mean?
That's right.
Sam gets you in trouble.
Ask him about a church whooping.
Hey, man. I'm scared too. Anyway, God told them clearly.
Yes.
Of all the trees of the garden, thou mayest freely eat. And that worked pretty good until the serpent showed up.
Right.
That's right.
That serpent represents sin. See, sin will show up.
Yeah. Sure.
It's cunning, crafty. Sometimes
right.
Even, you know, colorful, because you look at it. You say, you know, don't really look at bad to me. And anyway, it allures people. Like a moth.
That's right.
It's allured to the flame.
Yeah.
I've been there. I fell in head over heels.
Yeah,
see.
That's right.
Man, I'm plumb embarrassed all the things I've done. I'm glad he's able to cleanse my skin.
Yeah.
Now, some of it I don't want y'all to know about.
Yeah.
Y'all probably got something you don't want me to know about.
Right.
And I say, amen, I'm glad that he cast our sins
right.
As far as the east is from the west.
Yeah. Amen.
Never to bring them no
right.
More against us. I'm glad when it comes to sin, I got a clean slate.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Son Jesus, cleanse us from all sin. And I tell you right now, I'm glad, praise God, sin can't come knocking up on my door and say, hey, you owe a debt. I say, I did owe a debt, but I don't know more. I owed a debt I couldn't pay. Really, he paid a debt he didn't know.
Yeah.
But you know what he did? He paid it in full. She gave me a new ink pen this morning. Didn't cost me nothing. That's kind of what Jesus done for me.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Didn't cost me nothing. It cost him everything, Carolyn.
Right.
But anyway, that serpent showed up and he went over and beguiled at Eve, the Bible says. I've got to get back to the message. I'm going to how I got out here. But anyway, with a little bit of deception, a little bit of word changing, Brother God, he just changed one word.
Yeah, that's it.
First of all, he already knew they won't eat of that fruit. What was that fruit? It's sin. That's what it was. It wasn't peaches, it wasn't apples, it wasn't grapes, it wasn't pears. I'll tell you right now, what it was is sin.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
Right.
You want to know what that fruit was? It's just sin. Amen.
That's it.
And anyway, we're kind of like Paul said, that which we would, we do not, and that which we would not, that we do.
Yeah.
Oh, richer man that I am, he said, and no richer people we are. Amen. But anyway, that old devil knew he had something to work with. The Bible says don't give no place to the devil, and we do. But anyway, I've got to get back on topic over here. He come up there and he said, yea, have God said. First thing sin will do is it will try to contradict the Word of God.
Yeah.
Right.
Now I'm glad God commanded not only His Word, but He settled it in the heavens.
Amen. That's right. Amen.
You know, God, he changes not. He's the same yesterday, today, forevermore. His
right.
Word is the same way. He settled it. I know, man, they don't want to accept it. They say, God didn't really mean that. Hey, He said what He meant. Meant what He said. You do well.
Right.
You're the most understanding what God said.
Right.
Well, anyway, the devil showed up, Brother James, and he said, yeah, have God said. See, when he tempted Christ in Matthew chapter 4, he done the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
He come to Christ. Christ, of course, he never was ever lost. But showing an example to us, he went to John the Baptist and wanted to be baptized with John. John being a good Baptist preacher, he said, hey, I got need to be baptized. You comest out of me. Jesus said, suffer to be so. It becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. He suffered him. He baptized Jesus and a voice from heaven. Well, first of all, the Holy Spirit come down like a dove lightning upon him. And a voice from heaven said, devil. Amen.
That's right. Yeah.
Amen.
That devil come to him, Carolyn. You know what he said? Question.
Yeah.
He said, if thou be, see that question? Mm-hmm. If thou be the Son of God, command these stones, they may be bread, thou may eat as ever. The Bible said he's hungry.
That's right. Yeah.
Said after 40 days and 40 nights, the tempter came, he's hungry, Bonnie.
Yeah.
You know what? Rick said that when the disciples come up on the shore there, and there's bread and fish on the far side, he probably did change rocks in something. He said, that may have been what happened. He said, he may have done it right there. He said, some of the best rocks in boys ever eaten. But anyway, he said, if thou be the Son of God. See, he's questioning the word of God. If thou, he just got saved. You know what I got saved? That's the first thing the devil said to me, Jerry. He said, you didn't really get saved. And I thought, well, you never said that before. I must have got something. Amen. I've been holding on to that something ever since. But I've got to move on. Anyway, he questioned Christ right after he got baptized.
Yeah.
He got into, you know, to tempt God, throw himself down. It's written, the devil quote a little bit of the Bible. It's written, Psalm 91, he'll give his angel charge over thee. They'll bear thee up in thy arms. Lest thou dash thy foot against stone. Jesus answered him with scripture, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. And Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word received out of the mouth of God. He just took the word of God and corrected the devil. But I want you to know, if you don't know much Bible, you'll find out the devil trying to get in there between you and God. He'll try to get you tempted. He'll try to get you entangled. And you know what? Adam and Eve, after they did do the unthinkable, I want you to know they had a confrontation with God. Even though they made the very first religion there ever was, the fig tree religion, it worked all right until God showed up.
Yeah, that's right.
A lot of these religions today,
uh-huh. Yeah,
they please man.
Right.
But when God showed up, why'd they go hide themselves, Carolyn? Yeah. See what I mean? That veneer of that fig tree religion worked all right. I see Eve had a look. I see Adam saying, I'll be right back. You know what I mean? One of them kind of questions. You know what it looks like. Right? Bite your tongue. Yeah, that fig tree. She's had a look. He said, sometimes just nod.
Yeah.
But anyway, all that worked all right, Brother Ed, till God showed up.
Yeah.
And not only did Adam hit himself and Eve hit himself, God asked him why he did.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
See what I mean? God's got a way of bringing it out.
Right.
So don't have nothing to do with sin. Let me get off of that. I've got to get on with this. But you know, I love preaching. And I'm like Rick, I'd rather preach and eat. But we got to eat. And so I got to get on here. But anyway, sometimes it's a short season. Sometimes you don't get but one opportunity.
That's right.
Right.
I've seen people, I've never seen nothing like it. They total cars, they ain't a scratch on. Yeah. They killed 10 in some kind of wreck, and they ain't got a scratch on.
Yeah. Right.
Seem like they're bulletproof. No matter how many times you're able to escape the carnage of sin, sooner or later, buddy, your number's going to come up.
Oh, yeah, right.
You notice here, verse 14, every man is tempted when he's drawn away. That word drawn away, Demas was drawn away from Paul. Paul said, Demas has forsaken me, having loved this present world. And you know what? Sin will draw you away. And people will get out of church for the things of the world. Lots of times they think, I need to work 7 days a week to pay for all this debt. Mm-hmm. Well, when you do that, you're leaving God out.
That's right. Right.
You know what? I like to see people show up for church and why they're trusting God.
Right.
That's right.
I let a little slip in Sunday school this morning. I'm not a rich man. I'm poor. Poor. I count it an honor to be poor. The Bible said, I'm poor and needy, yet the Lord thinketh on me. I know He's always thinking about me, Brother James.
Yeah,
amen.
The Bible said in Psalms 34, verse 6, this poor man cried, and the Lord heard him, saved him out of all his troubles.
Right.
I tell you how God takes care of me, Brother Don, Sister Mabel. I bought a storage building for $600, 30 by 40 metal storage building. A man bought it not too far from his church for $2,600. Pretty good profit.
Yeah,
I bought a skid steer for $500 and a man wanted to buy it for $4,000. He's just trying to come up with the money and I'm all about selling it. You know what I mean? My wife, she's been already hungry at the mouth spending that money. You know what I mean? You can buy everything, but when you see one of them deals like that, the farmer said, I'll take $500 for it and I couldn't stop my eyes from rolling. Well, God supplies our need. Don't let money, don't let troubles, don't let anything keep you from coming to the house of
right.
God.
That's right.
Because there's never going to be a week that we don't need God's blessing. That's right. We don't need God's help. You know what you do when you come to the house of God? You're saying, Lord, I love you enough to take time out of my busy schedule to come gather in your house to sing your songs, to give praise to your name. And you know what tithes is? It's just kind of like saying, thank you, Lord, for all you put in my hand this week. God don't make no demands, but I'll tell you what, that's just out of respect. I want to pay my tithes. Money's. Boy, something bad is that to work on. But drawn away, like walking out on thin ice and saying, it's all right, come on. I walked out on thin ice one time. I'm bad with the count, right? There was a time down there the lake froze, right down below the lodge down there, we'd skip school. And we'd sleigh riding on the hill on car hoods. Back then, we didn't have sleighs that pulled. We took hoods off cars, we'd sleigh riding down that hill. Barry Ford, he was sleigh riding on my 1954 Chevrolet hood, and he hit a bump. He looked like a frog as he went down there pushing. That's a good hill. But anyway, we decided we're going to go a little further. So I start walking out on the lake. Barry, the lake froze. I'm way out there. I said, y'all come on! You bunch of chickens. And the chickens came, and we heard it. We turned into rabbits. Oh, you can hear it a long ways off. He's just, you can hear it coming. I'm sitting there thinking, we're fools. We're out here on this ice, and we fall through. There ain't nobody around. We skip school. We shouldn't even been down there. That's what we're doing, things like that. You know what I mean? But like walking out on thin ice and say, come on, it's all right. Might be all right. Yeah, I've done a lot of that. Oh, my. Listen, it's not okay. Not only if you even survive it, the Bible says God's going to bring every work into judgment
right.
along with every secret
right.
thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil, Ecclesiastes right. chapter 12, verse 14. Yeah. But he said, every man is tempted when he's drawn away. Sin will draw you away.
Yes, it will.
I may not get my phone at this one point.
Bless you, God.
Sin will draw you away from Miranda, Brother Mark. And sin will draw you away from Mark, Sister Miranda. The Bible says God hates putting away.
Right.
He wants that man to cleave to his wife.
Yeah.
He wants them two to be one. And he's already blessed them.
Right.
But you know what? The devil, he's not content with that blessing. So he'll try to get Mark to notice some girl over her, maybe she wink her eye or some kind of gesture. And he'll call us Miranda, and they just have to be sitting up on the front while I'm picking on them. He'll probably be picking on you. But he called Miranda and noticed, you know, some guy said some nice thing to her. You look nice today. And she said, oh, is that right? All right. And Mark hadn't said anything nice to her in a long time. And the devil said, no, you know, Mark, he don't pay no attention to you. Look at that. This guy said, you look nice today. You better be careful of that stuff. I'll just tell you
that's
right now.
Yeah,
it'll
right.
draw you away.
Yes, it will.
Next thing you know, you'll be so far from the peaceful shore, you won't be able to find your way back. Thank God for the light. Amen. I was telling you right now, this old boy, if anything I know, I'd talk about sin for sure. Man, the devil, he loves preachers. I'll tell you, Jesus told Peter, he said, Satan has desired to have you, Brother Don.
Yes.
I'll tell you right now, buddy, the devil loves to nip at the feet or bite the heels of preachers. Amen.
Yes.
Not only drawn away, did you notice down there that last verse of last word of verse 14, enticed. Now the devil wants to entice you. The Philistines told Delilah, entice Samson and see wherein his great strength lieth. Judges 16:5. And Samson finally fell and gave in, and he told Delilah, he said, if I be shaven, my strength will leave me, and I shall become weak.
Yeah.
And be like any other man. Boy, he shouldn't have never told that.
That's right.
Next
right.
thing he know, Brother Ed, he's in the devil's barber shop.
Yes, he was.
He got a haircut of haircuts.
Yeah.
Brother James got a good haircut here. I've got mine natural. Mine's just falling out. Amen. I just turn around the edges. I don't have to worry about the rest of it. Ain't nothing haircut. But he got him a haircut in the devil's barbershop. Next thing he knowed, he was blind. He was bound. He was being belittled, making sport of him. And this great champion, Karen, he's down there now. He's grinding meal for the Philistine. You see what I mean?
Yeah, that's right.
Sin. With Samson's great strength, he shouldn't have never... There used to be a saying, loose lips sink ships.
Yeah.
He shouldn't have never let it slip out of his lip. As long as he never told Delilah, as long as I don't get a haircut, I'm good to go. He should have never done the things he did.
Right.
But when he said, if I get a haircut, I'll be weak as any other man. But I want you to know, it wasn't wrong. He had a haircut.
Yeah.
He was made a fool out of. God blessed him in the end. And you know, God will bless us in the end. If you do end up like Samson, if you do end up, you know, down there, I mean, in the kind of trouble Samson's in, you know what he did? He prayed. Mm-hmm. He said, Lord, avenge me in my eyes. God heard that prayer.
Yes, yes.
That's right.
Yep.
He killed more Philistines in his death than he did in his life, Phyllis.
Amen.
You know, no matter how far we get in the far country, we're not so far that God can't hear.
Amen.
The smallest prayer.
Yeah, that's right.
Lord, I love you. Lord, forgive me. Lord, help me. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm glad I called somebody by the wrong name, Brother Jerry. I'll tell you right now, he was in the devil's barber shop. You know what Samson said? He said, it's not worth it, amen. It's just not worth it, amen.
Amen, that's right.
Right.
Yes, he is.
Amen.
Not only about drawing away and being enticed, but look here. Verse 15, when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin. That's the child of a product of sin. It brings forth that seed of sin.
Yeah.
I believe that's one abortion God probably be for.
Right.
I'll tell you right now, but I was a sinner. And I'm glad, praise God, that old man's dead.
Right.
I'm glad, praise God, thanks to the blood of Calvary, thanks to the grace of God, the mercy of Jesus, I'm so thankful that I'm no longer that man of sin. I'm glad, praise God. They was talking about get up. I hope he don't get up. I hope he stays in the grave. We done that funeral this week. And I looked down there where they dug this hole to put Brother Gary Frazier. And I looked down in that hole. And you know, I'm glad God's not the God of the dead, but of the living. But you know what? That's probably going to be a pretty good place to be. Just in light of what's coming up on this world. And I'll comment more on that here in just a minute.
Yeah.
There's some things coming.
Yes, they are. That's right.
They're terrible.
Yep.
Old song, Troublesome Times Are Here.
Yeah.
Filling men's hearts with fear. Bible talks about men's hearts failing for fear in Luke 21. But anyway, let me get on. I'm really chasing rabbits today. Don't mean to. But Samson says, just not worth it. But it says, when lust has conceived. That's one I'm telling you that God would like not to happen. And if it does happen, God can help you.
Yeah.
I'm telling you right now, He'd be glad to nip that in the bud. Amen. When Bathsheba sent word to David, I'm with child. You know, a lot of young girls today, I can't even say the word. The Bible calls it fornication. By the time I'm going to say promoters, whatever you call that. But they tell their boyfriends, I'm a child. I mentioned this last Sunday, but I'm going to mention it again right now. About a woman that had a boyfriend, and she done lost her natural affection. Anybody that do what this woman did, not much of a mother. But she gave her daughter into the hands of her boyfriend, and this poor little girl ended up pregnant. And they gave her the morning after pill, and that didn't work. And then they made her drink turpentine and put her in the hospital. And thankful for her, she lived, and they got her out of that family, if you call it a family, that situation she was in. A poor little girl in that kind of dilemma, and somebody did something like that to her. I tell you, that ought not be so. I mean, children ought to be loved, brought up right. Even if they do wrong, love them and bust their behind anyway.
Yeah.
Like Sister Miranda said, they get whooping in church sometimes. Amen.
Right.
I like that. What it is what it need to get it. Amen.
That's right.
And she said she took authority on that. Amen. But when word come to David, from Bathsheba. I'm a child. You know the first thing coming to his mind, Brother Ed?
Yeah.
I got to hide this.
Yeah, that's right.
You see, that's what sin, it comes to you like that. You see?
Yeah, that's right.
I hope nobody knows about this. The Bible talked about Moses when he killed that Egyptian. He looked to the left, looked to the right, and killed and buried him. I said, good job, Moses. But the next day he found out that was known. Yeah. And he ran for his life. You can't outrun sin.
No.
David said, but a step between me and death. Man, this message just keeps getting better. It's like leather.
Amen.
I got none of this in my mind.
Right.
Lord, y'all might have brought some lunch with you today. Glory to God. But you know, when David got word from Bathsheba, you know, it ended up being more than just a look. I thought about her name, Mark. Bathsheba, she's out there bathing herself. And, you know, this man, we're all men like passion. I'll try not to be too candid here.
Right.
That's why I like when women put clothes on. Amen.
That's right.
Man, I love wintertime. They've got them big coats on. I said, praise the Lord. Yeah. But anyway, when the word got back to David, he didn't do more than look. Word got back to him that she said, I'm a child. He tried to figure out some way to cover that up. He had her husband, Uriah, hit that. He said, bring him in from the battle.
Yeah.
Now David ain't out fighting the battle. He's home and, you know, a time when kings go out to battle. He said, I believe I'll stay home. I've got to get off as quick as I can. But anyway, he tried to cover his sin. Now when he got confronted about his sin by Nathan, the prophet, you know what David did? He confessed his sin.
Yeah, that's right. Amen.
And when he confessed his sin, God forgave him of his sin. That's why the Bible said, whoso sinneth and confesses will be far from evil or harm. I can't remember exactly how that's worded. But that's one thing to do is sin. If you do sin, confess it. Don't try to hide it.
That's right.
Man, I'll tell you what, I've never seen nothing like sin get out of hand, and it does it quickly. But he tried, like everybody else, to hide his sin, and he done a pretty good job. He had her husband killed.
Yeah.
He even had her brought to him, and she became his wife. But he hadn't concealed it from God. And we'll get on here real quick here. She sent that word in 2 Samuel chapter 11, verse 5. I'm a child. See, that lust will conceive. Sin will take its toll. In some capacity, sin won't go unannounced and unpunished. All one thing to do is sin. And I'll tell you right now, get it to Calvary as fast as you can. But that seed of sin, if it's not aborted by the blood of Calvary's forgiveness, it will bring forth the lethal fruit of sin. And that's why James said, when it's finished, it brings forth death.
Yeah.
And it talks about in Titus chapter 2, verse 12, denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. We should do that. But there's a devil down here. We've got this flesh to deal with. God knows it. God loves us. He said if you do sin, we've got an advocate with the Father.
Amen.
Come and confess. Yeah. Come and get help. Yeah. I'm telling you, it's not worth it.
That's right. Amen. Right. That's
amen.
Not.
To leave sin unattended.
That's right.
It's just not worth it.
Mm-hmm.
Sin, it'll devour you. The Bible said, can a man take fire in his bosom and clothes not be burned? It ain't, sin ain't no laughing matter.
Right.
You look at Calvary and you can tell what sin will do. The Bible talks about Christ being unrecognizable. His vestige marred more than any man. You know what? He conquered sin for your sake and my sake. But I'll stop right here. James said, do not err, my beloved brethren. We can't handle sin's deadly cause. The Bible says, you can be sure of this, your sin will find you out. Numbers 32:23. Listen, there will be a judgment. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 10. And not only did Paul say there'd be a judgment, he said we'd all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, but he went on to say in verse 11, knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, listen, ain't going to be no life in matter. If you haven't brought your sin to Jesus, you're just going to say it wasn't worth it.
Yeah, that's right.
Sin's not worth it, friend. It's just not worth it. I see people today, and they advertise sin in so many ways.
That's right.
And they make jokes about, you know, fools make a mock at sin. They make jokes about sin. They think they're bigger than sin. I guess that's what Goliath was. I was listening to a preacher preach about Goliath. Come into church this morning, talk about Goliath could walk up to a basketball goal and just put his head up in the from the bottom, just put his head right up in the net. No matter how big you are, sin will take you down.
Amen. That's right.
There's only one that can handle sin, Brother Ed.
That's right.
But he conquered it.
Yes.
The Bible said he took his body through death to destroy him that had the power of death, to deliver them who all their lifetime are subject bondage and fear.
Yeah.
By the way, Brother Mitchell, he said, "Behold, I'm he that was dead, and I'm alive forevermore, and I got the keys."
Yeah, that's right.
Which one of my daughter's belongings to storage in it? And I only had one key, Brother Don. And I told that guy, help me. I said, "Don't lock it, lock it. Just stick it on there." What'd he do?
Locked it.
I'm at the house. I've got two teenagers down there, and they want me to take them home. And I said, "I'll stop by Lowe's and have a couple keys made." I thought maybe two might do, you know what I mean? I said, "Put one somewhere in your truck and another in your pocket on the key ring." And anyway, Jesus said, "I got the keys."
That's right.
Death and hell. He conquered. Body. He got up.
Yes, he did.
Right. Preached at that funeral there.
Lord Jesus.
And I was in, I think, John chapter 20, talking about all the disciples that had left, went home, went to the house. Verse 10, I said verse 11, I said Mary's still there. Mary Magdalene, at whom Jesus had cast out seven devils.
Yeah.
You know what, Brother Mitchell? She's bereaved. The only one ever cared about her, the only one ever loved her, was in that tomb, and that tomb's empty. Yeah. She's wondering where he's at.
Yeah.
She's bawling. She's broken. And you know what the Lord said? I'll not leave you. I'll not forsake you. Right. He said, "I'll not leave you comfortless. I'll come to you." In John 14:18, she hears someone turns around. Here's a man. She thinks he's the gardener. And she said, "What have you done with him? Where have you taken him? I'll come get him."
Right.
You know what he said? Marilyn. He said, "Mary." And she lost it.
Yeah.
I mean, I can just see her now. Rub on now. I do it right now. I'm scared by death. And I tell you what, she had one of the moments. You know what I mean? That name, Mary, when he said her name, she turned around and she said, "My phone." I told him over at the funeral, I said, "He may have broke protocol, I don't know. But he said, touch me not." He said, "I ain't yet went." He had put the blood on the mercy seat yet. He said, "Touch me not. I've not yet ascended to my Father. And I want you to know about his hair."
Amen.
That's all she needed.
Yeah.
That was good, buddy. She went and told him, she said, "Hey! He's arisen, amen."
Yeah, that's right.
I tell you what, y'all might not be excited, but one day you will.
Yeah.
When we get to heaven, I won't even be normal up there, and all y'all be ashamed of yourself. I tell you, boy, it's joy and speaking.
Yes,
it's
right.
It's full of glory. Half ain't been told. Peace. I'm telling you, what a thing the Lord done for us. He set the captive free. And we're free indeed. Not only that, praise God, He gave us eternal life. He gave us living water. He gave us the blessing. I'm telling you, I'm in the family of God. I'm not my own. I've been bought with a price. And I say glory to God. Saying it's just not worth it. Amen.
Right. Amen.
Woo!
Good job.
I lived a life of sin by 34 years.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad now, Sister Joanne. Big tombs on up there. It don't say rest in peace. It says
amen.
No more.
Yeah, that's right.
No more.
Amen. That's right.
Saying no more. They claim to me, Brother. It like put me back in shackles.
Oh yeah.
I gotta stop. Lord, we thank you for the message today. Thank you for these that have bore with me in this message. Thank you, Lord, for the anointing, Holy Spirit's help. Thank you, Lord, for bringing to my mind things that I didn't even know that you'd have me to say here today. I pray, Lord, you'd help us be more than hearers. I pray we'd be doers of your word. May glory and honor be given you that's worthy to receive it. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen.
Amen.
I'd like to ask everybody to stand, please, just a minute. I'd like to get Sister Sharon, Brother Jerry, please, just a verse of invitation to him. If you need to do anything, right now's the time to do it. If you don't need to do nothing, just be thankful for what he done for you. Amen.
Yes, that's right.